USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia State Police say two people suffered life-threatening injuries after a series of collisions on Interstate 64 in York County. Sergeant Michelle Anayo.
69 motor vehicles were involved. We have 51 treated that have been treated and or transported to four local hospitals.
No one was killed in the crash that were on both sides of the highway.
We do not know the cause of the initial accident, but we do know that fog and icy road conditions were causative factors in this multi-vehicle crash.
The accident comes on a busy travel day. A record number of Americans will travel between now and New Year's, according to AAA. 116 million people will be on the roads, which is way more than last year. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
It's the busiest shopping weekend and the busiest week of the year at America's airports. And the TSA has some reminders for those who'll be flying for the holidays. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The first tip that the TSA's William Santos has for flyers is to make sure they have their boarding passes ready so as to cut down on delays at security checkpoints. Also, you have some reminders about bringing special holiday food along with you.
Whether you can pour it, such as cranberry sauce or gravy, things of that nature will have to be packaged properly in a container into your checked luggage.
TSA officials say the busiest days for flying began on Saturday and will run through Tuesday. Then after a one-day break for the holiday itself, Thursday and Friday will also be very busy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a new number one at the box office.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, is the new number one, bringing in a total of $175 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Jumanji The Next Level, taking in $26 million. Number three, Frozen 2, still on the charts with $12 million. Cats is dropped down to number 4 with $6.5 million. At number 5, Daniel Craig stars in Knives Out, bringing in $6.1 million. Number 6, the movie about Fox News called Bombshell, bringing in $5.1 million. Number 7, the new Clint Eastwood movie, Richard Jewell, bringing in $2.6 million. Queen and Slim is at number 8 with $1.9 million. Black Christmas is number 9 with $1.8 million, and tying it, Ford vs. Ferrari at number 10, also bringing in $1.8 million. 7 people have become sick and one person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs touch, as the disease can spread very quickly. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.